back to the news items now. Business life goes on in the city during the holiday period. Proposals for a new business park at Keswick receive approval, and a local coffee business enjoys success. Success also for the city's Royal Arcade, which was the subject of one of our letters just now. In other news, prominent property Ivory House on All Saints Green is up for sale again, and we hear of the European Union funding after Brexit. Dormant plans for a controversial industrial estate on the outskirts of the city have been given the green light to go forward. Norwich Apex Limited has planned to build a 27-acre business park on a field off Ipswich Road near Keswick for almost half a decade. South Norfolk Council has now been given the plans approval to proceed. The field has been popular with photographers after the developers allowed it to be taken over by poppies. But residents were disappointed to see them all cut back last year. The company was given outline planning permission in 2018, meaning specifics like appearance, layout and scale were reserved for future determination. Those last issues have been approved by the council's development committee. Several changes have been made since the outline stage, including reducing the floor space and cutting the number of buildings while making each one larger. The outline plans expected around 1,000 jobs to be created on the site.
Coffer, a Norwich-based speciality coffee and natural wine company, has secured a major contract to start wholesaling its range of natural wines. Founded in 2014 by Guatemala-born José de León Guzmán, Coffer began as a speciality coffee roaster with one shop and has since added another three neighbourhood stores across the city. The company began selling natural wines in 2015 after José was introduced to them on a trip to Antwerp in Belgium. It also sells a range of craft beers, cheese, cured meats and preserves. We find that people who like good coffee tend to like good wine, good beer and good food, says Agnes Eder, senior business manager. To date, Coffer has only sold natural wines to customers at its Upper St Giles Street store, but the wholesale contract will see the company sell its wines to other businesses for the first time. Natural wines, Agnes explained, are sometimes known as low-intervention wines because they are only made from grapes and natural yeast that occur on the vines. Our wines are hand-picked from small producers. They're organic and there are no pesticides or additives, she said.
One of Norwich's most treasured shopping precincts is celebrating a lofty landmark. The Royal Arcade, which connects the back of the Inns and Castle Street to Gentleman's Walk, and Norwich Market, has now welcomed more than 1 million shoppers since the start of the year. With new tenants such as Junie & Co, Isola, and the new food hall Yelm, all planning to open in the next 2 or 3 months, and with more new tenants in the pipeline. I anticipate that our footfall will continue to increase as shoppers discover the delights of the Royal Arcade's inspiring mix of shops, stores and eateries. Norwich's Royal Arcade has been welcoming shoppers since 1899 and was designed by George Skippo in the Art Nouveau style. The great Norwich architect behind this beautiful strip was also responsible for Gerald and Norwich Union, now Aviva headquarters, in Surrey Street.
A towering historical building in the centre of Norwich, designed by renowned architect, is up for sale for £1.6 million. Ivory House in All Saints Green is currently made up of 7 apartments over 5 floors, which brings in more than £55,000 per annum. There is existing planning permission to maximise the space and convert it into 12 separate dwellings, with conversions to the basement flat already underway. Ivory House was constructed between 1771 and 1772 by Norwich architect Thomas Ivory. Ivory, a speculative builder and craftsman, was also behind Norwich's Assembly House, Octagon Chapel and Norwich Theatre, now known as the Norwich Theatre Royal, as well as St Helen's House in Bishopgate and the Tabernacle, a Methodist meeting house in Bishopgate Street that was demolished in the 1953. Ivory House was converted into militia barracks in the 1860s and was restored in the early 1970s and converted to a council office. It was converted once more into residential apartments in the 1990s.
Norfolk and Suffolk is receiving about 20% less of the funding it used to get each year from the EU, an analysis has revealed. The two counties have been allocated some £27 million of funding over the next 3 years from the UK Shared Prosperity Fund, a grant pot designed by the government to replace money that used to come from the EU. But on average, an analysis by this newspaper shows that Norfolk and Suffolk are together receiving about £2.3 million less per year than they used to, even before inflation and since the UK's days as an EU member is accounted for. In each year from 2014 and 2020, the region received about £11.3 million in European structural funds, which were used to boost innovation, businesses, skills and employment across the region, along with projects to include and improve social inclusion. Now, however, the counties are only receiving about £9 million each year from April 2022 until April 2025. The government has stressed that the money is designed to succeed and improve upon EU structural funds. It is not a direct replacement for EU structural funds. They add, it improves on these funds by focusing on UK priorities rather than policies dictated by the EU and giving local areas a greater say in the investments by giving more direct accountability to elected local leaders. In total, Norfolk has been allocated some £15 million over the next 3 years and Suffolk about £12 million.
Now we come to our first feature, Robert Morgan, Norfolk Wildlife Trust Reserves Officer, talks about the Trust's successful appeal to purchase Sweetbriar Marshes. His article is read by Ian Robertson.